And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, that's a fairly gruesome story. Can you imagine ending your birthday party with a head on a platter? I'm afraid Herod had gone way off the track as far as God was concerned. He had married his half-niece, who was his half-brother's daughter and his brother's wife. Sounds like a soap opera, doesn't it? Not only that, he had gotten rid of his first wife so he could do all this. And John said, nay, nay, that's not a good thing. And Herodias said, I need his head on a platter. Now, John and Amos and Elijah and Jesus, all those people finally learned that when you speak out against power, bad things are going to happen to you. You see, Herod had strayed so far away. He was Jewish. He strayed so far away from his faith that he was a little bit like the bumper sticker I read the other day. He said, how much can I get away with and still go to heaven? I want a relationship with God, but not too close. I want all the blessings God has, but I don't want to be responsible for anything much. I want God to be available to me, but I don't want to have to be available to God because it's inconvenient a lot of times. We kind of look at God as like an insurance agent. You know, you hardly ever talk to your insurance agent except when it's a problem. And we approach God in that way sometimes. When things are going well, we say, well, who needs God? And when things are going bad, oh God, please. Well, we miss many of the blessings when we operate that way. There's no such thing as a part-time God or a God of convenience in the Bible. We miss the blessings of God. And before we turn to the gospel text, look at what the psalm says for today. I will listen to the voice of God. Translated in terms we can get hold of, these verses promise the peace of God when we listen to God's voice. Authentic love and faithfulness in our relationships will be there, and a sense of peace, of well-being, will be with us. And in Ephesians, we heard read a few moments ago that we have an everlasting relationship through Jesus Christ with God. Never ends. It never ends. Now, we certainly all want these blessings. But sometimes, I'm afraid we're like Herod. We stray away from what God is telling us to do, and we miss the blessings that God has. We don't have to do anything to deserve it. It's already there. Already there. So, I don't know if it's a glitch in translation or what, but it said Herodias danced, but it was not Herodias. It was Salome. You remember Salome? The dance of the seven veils? So she came and danced. She was the daughter. And Herodias was the wife, and she went back. And Herod must have had a little too much wine to drink, because he was saying, I'll give you anything you want, even half of my kingdom, which was all a woman could legally own at that time. half of what the man's assets. And so she ran back to Mama and said, "What shall I ask for?" And Mother said, "I want the head of John the Baptizer." Well, the daughter was creative because she went back and said, "Mama wants the head of John the Baptist on a platter." She added the platter thing. And Herod was grieved because John was a righteous man. And in the end, Herod missed the blessings of God because he didn't listen to the voice of God. The voice of God comes to us in various ways. Sometimes, strictly by accident, it may come through a sermon. Or it may come through the voice of a friend, or even harder to realize, the voice of a spouse. But it may come to you in the sunrise. It's that time in your life when you say, there really is something more to life than what's going on in me right now. It's those times when we hear and feel the presence of God. There's opportunity knocking all the time in our lives. And you say, well, how do I know it's the voice of God? When God speaks to us through various ways, there's a peace that comes into our lives, whether it's the answer we really want to hear or not. There's a peace that says, that's right. That's the way it should be. And it comes to us, as I said, through various ways. The psalmist said, I will listen to what the Lord God is saying. And then we decide to make our relationship with God a top priority. And finally, keeping our eyes on who we are in God's sight. Because you see, you're God's beloved child. He says it over and over again in the Bible. You are the children of God, loved and blessed. And he says these blessings are waiting for you. All we have to do is accept it. It's a gift. And each time we gather together in worship, opportunity knocks again and again for us to open our hearts and receive the blessings of God. The Holy Spirit comes whispering to us words of Scripture. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Herod missed the blessings of God because he made a huge bad choice. And bad choices hardly ever lead to other good choices. They always, most always, lead to other bad choices. Seems like dominoes are falling. And you and I miss God's blessing sometimes, not to the extreme that Herod did, but in the little things. And that may be more dangerous, actually, because the old saying is, the devil is in the details. It's in the details of living where we are most vulnerable in making choices to get in the way of our relationship to God. So here we are again. We've gathered together in the name of God to worship, gathered as children of God, to receive the blessings of God and to recenter our lives once more. And I like the dismissal which says, the worship is over, let the service begin. Because outside of these doors is where we make our choices. And I pray that we will open our hearts to God's blessing. Amen.